During his 14 seasons with the San Antonio Spurs, David Robinson won two championship rings. He was also a 10-time All-Star and a league MVP. In 1987, he was the top pick in the NBA draft, but as a graduate of the Naval Academy, he was scheduled to serve 2 years in the Navy. When he made his NBA debut in 1989-90, he was dominant and he was Rookie of the Year. I asked him what he did to stay basketball sharp during that two-year period.
Well, I got a chance to go down to Florida. I was based out of Southern Georgia, a submarine base, a brand new base. But I worked out with the team at the University of Jacksonville for a little while. And that was about the only contact I had with basketball until the Olympics in 1988, which kept me fresh.
That was one of the three times you had the opportunity to represent the U.S. in the Olympics.
Yes, I played in 92 with the original Dream Team and then again in 96 with what they labeled Dream Team 3.
In 1994, you scored 71 points in a game against the Clippers on the last day of the season and clinched the scoring title by doing that. At the time, you were the fourth player to score 70 or more points in a game. Did that game have a different feel from the opening buzzer?
It did. I think I was maybe a couple of points ahead of Shaquille O'Neal. My coach was John Lucas. He said, I want you to shoot every single time you touch the ball. He told the guys before the game, he said, no one else shoot the ball. We were having fun with it, and the guys on the team were encouraging me. And, you know, it's something that I wouldn't have set my mind out to do, and I was glad that the coach pushed me to do it because it's something I'll always remember. But all I really ever cared about was winning. You know, the individuals had – that stuff is fun, but it doesn't last. Somebody else is going to come along and break your records. But the memories that you take are forever.
You had played 8 seasons in the NBA when the Spurs used another number one pick to land Tim Duncan, who is still with the team today. How did it change your game to suddenly have another big man capable of scoring lots of points on the floor beside you?
Oh, it was outstanding. It took a lot of the pressure off of me. When you're the lone big guy in there, they can, you know, double team you, or they can bring help from all over the place. They can really focus on you, and especially around playoff time. But with Tim on the other side of the block, there was nothing they could do. That took a lot of pressure off my game, and it just made the game a lot more fun.
The success of the Spurs over time has lots of people praising Coach Popovich. At the level the Spurs and the Heat have reached, how much of a coach's job is it to just stay out of the player's way?
Well, I wouldn't say stay out of the player's way. That's not exactly how I'd phrase it. But I think in the NBA, the coaches are managers. In college, they're more teachers. You've got to take a raw kid and turn him into a real player. In the NBA, you're taking a bunch of different talents and you're managing them. Popovich is a phenomenal tactician, but also puts you in a situation where you can be successful. You can see that with guys that, you know, weren't necessarily highly drafted. We bring in these guys on the bench, a guy like Kawhi Leonard or Manu Ginobili or, you know, Patty Mills, who nobody even heard of before he came to San Antonio, and put them in a situation where they can really be effective.
David, you were a peer of Michael Jordan's, and for better or worse, Miami's LeBron James is constantly compared to Michael Jordan. But what stands out for you about how James plays the game?
LeBron's dominance and his focus reminds me a lot of Michael. Michael, to me, was an assassin. You know, he was one of those guys that was relentless in his attacking. You know, I think Kobe Bryant has that type of mentality, and LeBron has that type of mentality. They're attacking you all the time.
When NBA players are honored with the Community Assist Award for Public Service, they receive the David Robinson plaque, which was named for you in 2003. How did giving back come to be such an important part of your career and your life?
Being raised in a home where, you know, my mother, as early as I can remember, always taught me to be thinking about other people first. And, you know, it doesn't matter how much money you make, or that was never a focus in my house. You know, my dad was enlisted in the Navy. My mother was a nurse. It was just go to the best school you can go to, do the best you possibly can do, and be the best person you can possibly be. And I think our faith had a lot to do with that.
Do you have a favorite memory other than the winning itself from either the 99 or 2003 finals?
Seeing our team come together, and especially in 99, you know, my personality was one where I felt like, hey, if I'm coming into this locker room and I'm being a leader, I'm going to bring who I am into this locker room and not be ashamed of it. So, you know, my faith was a big thing. And so people criticized me a lot about my faith because some of the guys felt like it was more of a weakness than a strength. But after we won the championship and we were going out to celebrate, and there was 40,000 people in the Alamo Dome, and one of the guys on the team who really wasn't that happy with me bringing my faith into the locker room stopped us before we went in and said, hey, you know, before we go out here, let's pray together. So to me, that was a great moment.
David Robinson won two NBA titles during his 14 seasons with the San Antonio Spurs, and he is a member of the Basketball Hall of Fame, of course. David, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on today.